This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Approves the controversial munitions as conventional artillery stocks are dwindling for Ukraine. What does that mean? We'll dive into that at the top of this. More deaths because of the heat that is crushing us across this great country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. It is no surprise that when you head into Death Valley, it's going to be a scorcher. It's always that way. But 126, that is more than challenging. And a man was found dead in the park, a 65-year-old, lifeless in his car as those temperatures were climbing. And Park Services noticed him and, of course, immediately reported it, but what a sad way to go. And there's more warnings out there about people forgetting, leaving dogs in cars, or forgetting to hydrate themselves and going on hikes and barely surviving some of these heat illnesses, and others who are not surviving at all. And it doesn't look like that is going to be squelched anytime soon. So if we look at the unofficial all-time highs this week, absolutely insane. Weather records are falling all over the place or being challenged, as they would say. I know in Arizona that's happening. Phoenix is going to get hotter next week. We're talking about temperatures breaking a 50-year weather record that was set 50 years ago. When you're talking about 120 plus and climbing. And I think the key thing is when you have 18 consecutive days of triple digits, that's really tough. And a lot of the places we're talking about are in Arizona, are in parts of California. The wildfire season in Arizona has been a little bit calm, but the elevated temperatures, of course, increase the risks of fires. So when you have the relative humidity, the combination of dry fuels and the gusty breezes, it makes it favorable for wildfires. And we've seen that, but let's hope a lot of that stays at bay and doesn't smash some of the same people who are getting it over and over and over and over and over. Again, and I'll tell you, I've seen people that just walk around with jugs that are frozen of full of water, and people in places like Dallas and people in places like Tucson have sent me photos of what they're carrying around because they're not taking any chance that they're going to be stuck and have not hydrated enough. I feel you. I totally get it. How about the June jobs data shattering expectations? So private sector companies added 497,000 jobs in June, more than double the expectations. Like leisure and hospitality, where they really struggled during the pandemic, they added over 232,000 new hires. Construction was up. Remember how down that was? 97,000. Then you look at transportation, utilities up 90,000. So what a jump in payrolls. And now this happens after the Federal Reserve has thrown interest rate increases almost every single time they've met. And apparently the U.S. labor market is showing no signs of letting up because companies have created far more jobs than expected. And where do you get these numbers? The payroll processing firm, ADP. They help pull some of those numbers together when they look at new hires and all of that. So this is not what was expected. And people are watching those labor rolls for so many reasons, because of what happens on the market, other things that happen as well as a result of what the jobs say. It's a little indicator, an economic indicator. It's a pretty big one, but one that's being watched for sure. So while you have that going on, you still have some jobs where people are quitting their jobs, right? The rate at which workers are voluntarily leaving employers is slowly getting back, though, to the pre-pandemic levels. And that's the good news, right? So you had quitting rise as the economy recovered from the job losses early in the pandemic, and you had labor shortages, and we know that. That's what was disrupting so many of our lives. And then you had the whole remote roles, and then the slowdown in voluntary departures. So it can be really, really tricky in trying to forecast all of it. Because here's the thing. When you lose an employee, it costs tens of thousands of dollars in many cases, along with lost expertise. And then what does that do for the morale? That all becomes part of what becomes at part of what happens to the company and is in play when you have to readjust. So we saw consumer spending cool in May after strong in the beginning of the year. Imports to the U.S. fell in May to the lowest level since 2021, rather. So you just look at all these numbers combined, right? And that gives you a better clue as to where we're headed. We were talking at the beginning of the year, recession, 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 and now that's not the conversation at all. It's the giddy up that has, I think, helped some of the industries because of the demand. It just depends on what the industry is. And meanwhile, people who are looking to move and looking for a place to hang their hat, boy, mortgage rates soared to 7.22% after some of the stronger economic data that we've been seeing. 7.22. That's the highest point since early November if we rewind the clock. And you think about the June Fed meeting and Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chairman, saying the central bank has a long way to go to bring inflation back to the 2% goal. The next interest rate decision is coming up in a couple of weeks on July 26. So I want to just give you an idea of this. If you got a 30-year fixed mortgage, the rate now has risen 31 basis points in just the past week. So picture this. You're a home buyer. You're taking out $400,000 for a mortgage. The monthly payment of principal and interest now $2,720. So that's up in just 1 week. It shot up. I mean, this is what we keep seeing, the back and forth of that. So before we had more people moving, now because of the higher rate, I think some people are digging in and staying home and not moving, and you may be one of those people. We're moving to the man cave, and boy, we have a lot to jump on. That's next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave. Man cave.
The man cave, and what's happening in the man cave? A lot of things are happening in the man cave. I love this story because I'm so hooked into F1 now, and I think that's because of the series that I was talked into watching, and I didn't have to be talked into it that much because I like all forms of racing. It's funny because I wound back the clock to 20 years ago, I would never have said that. Lewis Hamilton is an icon in Formula One, and now he's trying to get into the big screen kind of stuff. So the 7-time champ is a producer on a film that's going to star Brad Pitt as a veteran F1 driver who comes out of retirement to race with a rising star. And this is huge for him, right? He has high hopes for this and thinking that, you know, you look at the Netflix docuseries, which is what I got sucked into, Drive to Survive. The storylines with more particulars about racing, which I thought was incredibly interesting, has now led to the popularity increasing of Formula One in the United States, especially after the pandemic. And the engagement is there. And now there are 3 races in the United States for the first time ever. So this F1 film with Brad Pitt in it looks pretty interesting, I think. It's not the first time, by the way, that he's done anything movie-related. He voiced a character of himself in the animated movie Cars 2, so he's pretty excited about this one, though, because on this film with Brad Pitt, the producer is pretty well-known, Jerry Bruckheimer, and the director, Joseph Kosinski. Both of them worked on Top Gun Maverick. So how about that? It's I think that's just kind of an interesting side note, what weaves in and out of the sports world. And this story is, I think the story is pretty interesting. All right, that's what we're doing here. We're kind of bouncing around in a couple of different areas. We've seen this work before. Football is rapidly coming upon us, both college and the pros, because you're going to have training camps that are getting set to open up in the next couple of weeks. So the Dallas Cowboys signed an all-USFL kicker, Brandon Aubrey, to compete for a starting job. We know how kickers are either the heroes or the goats in a different way that we think of the word goat. But signing him, the 28-year-old had the last two seasons, spent the last two seasons of his life with the Birmingham Stallions of the USFL. He converted 14 of 15 field goals and 35 points after, right, the Pats. So, I don't know, it sounds good to me. He was a college soccer player at Notre Dame. He was drafted by Toronto in the 2017 MLS draft. So, he is a native of the area of Plano, Texas. And like I said, excuse me, he's competing for the job. The Cowboys report to training camp on July 25th. So, wow, this stuff is getting real, people. And like I said, kicking, now the kickers are coming from, a lot of them are coming from soccer backgrounds. It's worked for a few teams, and anytime you start to get a kicker that is iffy, then heat up the competition and see what happens. And so it's not surprising to me that Dallas has decided, you know, that's what they're going to do, because how much really is it going to cost them? Let's put it that way. How about the NFL extending their deal with the betting data integrity firm Genius Sports? So they announced this multi-year extension to partner with them. It's an international firm that distributes the league's official play-by-play data to media and sports betting operators at a video feed that you see at sportsbooks. I guess that's the best way to, one of the ways to explain it. And this partnership, actually, some people don't realize it. It started a couple of years ago, and what the NFL does is they use it to help track the betting action on the league and identify abnormalities and impermissible bettors. And so you think about that. 9 players have been suspended this year for violating the league's gambling policy. 6 were found to have bet on the NFL. So imagine where some of that came from. And that's, again, about the whole integrity of the game, trying to protect that for what they can, I mean, for everything that they could possibly do, let's put it that way. All right, I promised some baseball, so I want to make sure I serve that up. The Reds in 10, beating the Nationals 5-4. The Tigers, easy time, blanked the A's for their 38th win. Javier Baez had a 2-run single in the first inning. Made a difference to get start getting the bats going and get the runs on board. The Brew Crew beat the Cubs 6-5. The Blue Jays knocked off the White Sox 6-2. George Springer got a key hit as the Jays were able to do what they were able to do in 11 innings. The Philadelphia Phillies picked up their 47th win. And Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner had RBI singles in the 11th inning, making the big difference there for the win over the Rays in 11-3-1. And then the Cardinals and the Marlins. Cardinals blanked the Marlins. The Orioles, this is crazy, beat up on the Yankees. And when I say beat up, listen to this score. 14-1. The Orioles were a run machine. They picked up their 51st win. The Guardians knocked off the Royals 6-1. The Red Sox beat the Rangers 10-6. They had 6 in the 7th. That made the big difference. The Rangers have been playing really well. They lead the AL West. The Mariners beat the Astros 5-1. It was the Blue Jays over the White Sox. Remember that whole doubleheader thing? 5-4. The Mets rocked the D-backs 9-0. Francisco Lindor homered and had two triples among his five hits. He's a fun player to watch. The Dodgers picked up their 49th win. They beat the Pirates to pull within a half game of another AL West leading team. So they're right in the thick of it. And it's fun because this is that time of year for baseball, right? Where we're tuned in. We're at that halfway point, and you can feel it. And you can feel it by some of the things I think that are happening too as well. All right, off the court, what's going on in the NBA? Summer League. Yeah, Summer League. And Summer League can be fun to at least pay attention to for what may happen with some of the players who dive into this. And then you look at the offseason for extensions. So the Hawks agree to a four-year deal worth up to $120 million. DeJounte Murray gets that deal, but it can't be formally signed until Friday. But it pretty much locks him in with the Hawks for five seasons before he has that player option. He spent his first five seasons with the Spurs. Then he was traded to Atlanta. And, the Hawks were willing to offer up a second round draft choice and an undrafted free agent in their two-way contract. So they believe that this is an answer, and we'll see if it pays off. So that's that combo thing. They're being very cautious with all that information. Let's put it that way, because they don't want to get stung, which has happened to so many players in the past. And I mentioned the fact that the NBA Summer League is full blown, and it's in Vegas through July 17th. And every once in a while, not every once in a while, but maybe more than I'm saying, you get somebody that really emerges from the Summer League, and they turn that momentum into an even higher level as you get into the NBA season. And you get top draft picks that make debuts with their teams. And then you have players who are fighting for a regular roster spot. So it's going to be kind of like a mini showcase, I think, in Vegas. Have you ever heard of sorghum? If you haven't, you need to hear this tale. Coming up with an exciting author, a conversation next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The FDA is granting full approval to a potential breakthrough Alzheimer's drug. Leqembi is the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only target its symptoms. U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant Alexis Grankovich, says this is unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS. So it's something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
Tests for DNA and fingerprints will now be ran on a small bag of cocaine found at the White House. That's according to NBC News, which also noted the investigation could be completed by Monday. They also report that officials say it's possible there may be no resolution in the investigation. Dave Collins, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On Author's Corner, thrilled to welcome Nate Bloom to the show. His book is called Sorgo Squad, Chapter 1, From the Ruins Comes Jowar. And this whole concept and these future books, wait till you hear his story. It is so interesting. Nate, thanks for popping on.
Ms. Delaney, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
So let's talk about the motivation behind writing this and then what ultimately is going to be a series of books.
Well, the motivation is a simple fact that sorghum and millets are among the first grains ever cultivated by mankind. And they're not only nutritious, and the research is showing how great those are in human diets, but they're also very sustainable for the environment, using a third of the water and greatly impacting biodiversity and soil health. But the reality is that we've all forgotten that these grains exist outside of some pockets in the world, like India and parts of Africa. And so what we're hoping to do with the Sorgo Squad books is not only bring a bit of education to consumers here in other parts of the world, but also make them a little bit of fun. And I think we've struck a right balance there.
Yeah, and tell the listeners about the background with the posters, because the illustrations are amazing.
Right. So about 2 years ago, we started an international group. Now, I used to be the executive director of the Nebraska Grain Sorghum Board. And while I was there, I was at a conference in Toulouse, France, where I heard some of my counterparts talking about the challenges within the industry in Europe. And I realized, my gosh, guys, these are the same problems we have in the U.S. We're going to be competitors maybe in the commodity stage, but let's find some ways to work together. And so from there grew our group, which is called Sorghum United. And we came together really around the very simple concept of wherever you go in the world, sorghum is called something different. And that makes it incredibly difficult when you're on trade missions or you're, you know, trying to do business overseas. Because if I say sorghum in a place where they say sorgho, they might look at me pretty funny. So our group came up with the idea that we would, use some of the most common nomenclatures around the world for these grains and put them all on the same page so that people would recognize that they're the same thing. And so from there, we came up with three characters. We have Milo. He's a young character. He represents the nomenclature here in North America and also the environmental benefits of sorghum in cropping systems and rotations. And then we have Mashila. Mashila is the common nomenclature in Ethiopia, and she represents the health and nutrition benefits of sorghum in human and animal diets. And then we have Jowar. Jowar is the common nomenclature in India, or actually one of several common nomenclatures in India. And Jowar represents the industrial applications for sorghum for fuel and fiber type purposes. And so from these, we developed 10 different posters that happened to coincide with the International Year of Millets at the United Nations. And I'm very happy to report that not only are those posters available on our website at sorghumunited.com for free download in 4 of the 6 United Nations languages, but I hand-delivered a set of those posters in English to the United Nations Food and Ag Organization office in Rome in December at the opening ceremony of the International Year. So the books are meant to give more context to those characters and to provide their story. Whereas the posters have a lot of very interesting and useful facts. And actually, we really encourage teachers to print them off, put them up in their classrooms. There's a lot of things that I think children can learn from those, too.
What do people not understand about sorghum? What do they not understand?
Well, usually it's just a question of, I work in sorghum. And then the question is, what is sorghum? So the question is really, what is it? And even within the agricultural industry, you know, often it's just looked at as it's animal feed, right? Interestingly enough, a little over 100 years ago, corn was just used as animal feed as well. You know, so, we're really reintroducing it is what we're doing. This is kind of a colonial, post-colonial holdover, I should say. So what happened was, these grains are ancient grains. They've been grown around the world for millennia. But what happened when European powers went into Asia, parts of Africa, where these grains were being grown, they didn't recognize them. They didn't know what they were. And so they convinced the local populations, well, you don't want to grow that. You want to grow corn and wheat instead. The reality is that there's room on the table, or room on the plate, I should say, for all of these grains. We like corn. We like wheat. We like soybeans. But there's definitely benefits not only in cropping rotations and cropping systems to including sorghum in the farm, but also from a human health aspect. There are over 200 different research papers from around the world, different institutions, that have all come to the same conclusions in that sorghum has anti-inflammatory benefits. It helps to rebalance the human gut microbiome. There's anti-carcinogenic benefits and heart health benefits, just to name a few. So it makes sense to reintroduce these and get these back on the plate.
So let's talk about, that was a great explanation. You definitely know sorghum, so for sure, you're in the right spot. So Sorgho Squad, and as I said, there were a series of books, graphic novel style. Tell us about, the first book.
Right. So in the first book, we have Professor Sorgho, who has the same haircut I do, and that's not by accident. And his assistant, Alice Atlas, and they're trying to find solutions to some of the world's largest problems. And these are real world problems, by the way, around hunger, malnutrition, environmental sustainability. And the professor rediscovers some ancient tales of a super team, an ancient grain super team that's been lost over time. And so actually the first three books are kind of adventure books where they're going to real life locations, archaeological sites mostly, to try to find these characters and reunite them as a Sorgho Squad team. So in the first book, we meet Jowar. I don't want to spoil too much, but they find Jowar in the Indus Valley, which is actually in Pakistan, but that region, Pakistan and India, both use a lot of sorghum and millets. So that makes a lot of sense. And they're able to wake him up because the sorghum, of course, when it gets too dry in a drought, it doesn't die like other crops. It just goes dormant. So a little bit of water, and he perks right back up and wakes up. And then they're on to the next adventure in book two, which is where they'll find Mashila in Ethiopia at the underground churches in Lullabel. And then the third book, they're on to North America, where they'll find Milo. And that one is going to be a little bit of a surprise. There's a bit of a twist in it. So I don't want to say too much about that. But the second book will be up here within the next couple of weeks on Amazon. And the third book is actually being illustrated right now by my partner, Jordan Scribner. You know, when I was writing these, I really very much had that kind of a format in mind. So they're really an easy read. But they're fun. They're informative. And then when I found Jordan's illustrations, you know, I mean, he's very much a graphic novel style artist. And, I mean, it was just a match made in heaven, so to speak. But I describe the books, if you're reading them casually, I describe them as Indiana Jones meets Captain Planet. So, again, informative, but also a lot of fun.
Yeah. So what, and you pretty much told us this, but what do you hope the takeaway is for anybody listening to us and saying, you know, I'm going to get that for my grandkid, or I'm just going to get it and read it, or, you know, a lot of us like graphic novel style, entertainment, because it is entertaining and educational. That's the thing. I think you've matched both of them. What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I hope the takeaway is that people want to know more. You know, I hope they go to the Sorgho Squad website, but I also hope they go to Sorghum United. I hope they go to their grocery store and say, hey, you know, I'm not seeing sorghum flour on the shelf, or I'm not seeing whole grain or pearled grain sorghum on the shelf. Or maybe they're going to, you know, their local food processor and saying, hey, why aren't we using more of these grains? That's really what we're hoping the takeaway is just that basic awareness. The reality is, when we talk about agriculture, and again, I grew up on a farm, but I grow crops about as well as I grow a full head of hair. And when I talk to farmers, though, what they tell me is, you know, they would love to grow sorghum or millets in the rotation if they had somewhere to sell it. The reality is that 93% of U.S. sorghum gets on a boat and goes to China, right? Now, what that means is if you're in Texas or somewhere near a port, you're doing pretty good when prices are good for sorghum overseas. But if you're in Nebraska, where I live, or anywhere really north of Texas, you're never going to get that premium because you're paying for the transportation costs. Now, what we do have in Nebraska and other parts of the world where these grains are grown is that we might not be near a port, but we're centrally located for that domestic market. And so what we'd like to do is have more value-added processing proximate to the farm so that our farmers then can include this in rotation and maybe get it under contract instead of settling for a commodity price they can't control. And when we do that, we can not only create jobs in a community, but we can also increase on-farm revenues. So it's really prosperity through macroeconomics, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, the same is true in the U.S. for a conventional farmer as it is in, say, Uganda for a smallholder farmer, where the local farmers are growing these grains already, but they're just going into low-value animal feed. You know, meanwhile, in the country, there are issues around malnutrition and hunger. You know, so ultimately, what these books will do, in addition to another funding source that we're working on, because we are an international NGO, we're a nonprofit, but we want to be self-sustaining, right? We talk about sustainability, I think that starts at home. So we want our organization to be financially sustainable. So what these funding sources ultimately will do, outside of just education and increasing opportunities along the value chain, it'll ultimately be able to fund our efforts to create entrepreneurial and small business development hubs that are using sorghum and millets in places like Uganda or Jordan or Malaysia. So we can create that same kind of prosperity there. And bigger, even bigger picture, honestly, Kate, is that we know that political stability often comes from economic sustainability. And when people have full bellies and they're doing well financially, the rest tends to come into place over time. And so that's what we're hoping to achieve in the long run. So, I mean, you know, not to sound grandiose, but, you know, we're only trying to solve world hunger and create opportunities for political stability around the globe.
Sounds good to me, Nate. What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure, Kate. Thank you so much.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Introduce you to Terrell Foxworth. He has written a very interesting book called Chasing Flames. He's in our virtual green room, so we're going to go to him now. Terrell, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Good morning.
So you and I had just a wonderful off-air conversation, and we talked about, you know, why you wrote the book. We talked about all kinds of things that you were doing and maybe what the future holds, too. I mean, you have seen some things in your life, you know, whether we're talking about firefighting, whether we're talking about being a carpenter. And I think your experiences really, in a sense, kind of came out in your work in Chasing Flames. So why did you write Chasing Flames?
It's always hard to explain. That question always gets me stuck because I just wanted to share the knowledge of controlling your mind state and getting what you want out of life. And for some reason, firefighting just kind of made it all come together.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Was it purpose? Was it having to be so focused? Do you think some of that plays into that?
Absolutely. Being focused on that fire line, trying to make sure that you go home safely, learning the fire line. It was kind of a life-changing learning experience that I took in, I didn't just use what I learned on the fire line. I took it with me wherever I went from that point.
Yeah. Let's talk about you being a firefighter and how that happened. What was it like? You know, we all have, I live down the street from a wonderful fire department, and I see what they do and what they go through, and I've talked to many of the firefighters. What was it that drew you to that in the first place, and what was it like in the beginning?
It was one of the opportunities that I had. It wasn't many opportunities that was set before to me, so I took it. And it was very challenging just to get there because you have to be in tip-top shape, and we had to get trained and take all these physical tests on top of written tests also. You had to learn a lot, obtain a lot of knowledge, and be able to pass the test mentally and physically.
Yeah, and that probably, I mean, that really strengthened your mind, I'm sure, when you talk about the mental part. And how heavy is the gear? I think people don't realize what it's like.
Oh, yeah, there, I believe it was maybe just by itself, you were at like 60 pounds, and that's just with the water, the backpack, and your fire shelter.
Wow. And you see, I mean, we see so many wildfires. We see what's happening with fires, and you really truly know what that's like to work with other people. What did you learn about working on the fire line?
For one, like you said, working with other people, it was so many different nationalities, personalities, so many different people that you ran into that you probably wouldn't normally run into, and to have the ability to communicate and get the job done together was always a challenge.
Yeah, and you have to do that because your life is on the line.
Your life is on the line. Their life is on the line. And we're also, the community. Wherever we're at, it's not just about us. It's about the people that live there, people whose homes are there, you know, yeah. Their life, their history.
Oh, I like how you said that, their life, their history, you're protecting that and them. What was it like in the whole aspect of the people, the community? How rewarding was that for you to help people, to save lives?
The smiles on their faces says it all. You know, the waving, we love you, thank you. That was so amazing. That experience was, that's not something that comes around every day.
Yeah. So it's interesting because there is so many lessons that people are listening to us, and you think about firefighting and firefighters, and your book is so perfectly titled Chasing Flames, and what you learned from that, you learned about teamwork and dealing with people that were completely different than you, helping other people. And was there that sense of satisfaction of completion of a job well done when you were able to really put fires out?
Absolutely. It became more than just a job. It was almost as if it was my life, my home or my town that was in jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, call us, put us out there. Let us go do it. We will get it done.
Yeah. We're speaking to Terrell Foxworth, and his book is Chasing Flames. Did you ever think growing up that you would be a firefighter?
Not at all. Not once.
And you did it. If we go back to the beginning again, and when you graduated, so to speak, and you became, because lots of people don't get to that point. They're interested, but they can't do it. They can't carry the weight, or they can't get the written part done, or they can't deal with the mental aspects, like you said. Once you went through firefighting school and you graduated from that, what was that feeling like?
I mean, I guess you would say it's like any graduation, any achievement in life. You're right. It was people that couldn't do it. It was people that just gave up. But there was those that did it. And when you did, you became closer with that group that you graduated with. you guys made it to the next level.
Yeah, and you made it to the next level. What do you hope people take away from reading Chasing Flames?
I'm hoping for, if it's just one person, that they understand that you have the ability to do whatever it is you choose in life. It's not going to be easy, but there are utensils, tools that will help you get there. If you want it, you dig for it, you search for it, it will come. But it all starts within yourself. You have to want it. You have to think it. You have to search for it. And it will come to you if that's what you want.
Boy, and that's what you did in Chasing Flames. Once you're in a fire department or several departments, or you've been a firefighter, you're always part of that brotherhood and sisterhood now too, right?
Absolutely. Even when I see a fire on TV, I want to know what's going on. It's not that easy to just go out there and find out personally, but now I'm paying close attention, and when the conversation is being spoken, the fire jumped the line, or the containment, I understand, and I'm paying more attention to. Usually, I would hear it, and I would just, you know, that's hey, now it's oh, okay. They're up there. Okay, that's heavy timber, or that's light flashy fuel. It's gonna burn real fast. So we got the wind, Santa Ana winds coming. I'm paying attention to those type of things now.
Yeah. And you know, too, being on the Pacific Coast, how we've seen in the West how deadly these fires are.
Absolutely. And that was the thing. I always seen it on the news, but to get up there and experience it, I really want to share with the world what it's like up there. But I didn't want to just make it about firefighting because the things that I learned in firefighting – like I told you, it's everyday life. Like, first of all, safety's first. It's always safety first. We all got a spark inside us, and that flame get to going. How are you going to deal with it? Are you going to be able to contain it? Are you going to be able to prevent it? Or are you going to just self-destruct? It's really amazing how I looked at it. I don't know too many people have to look at it the way I do, but I look at it as fighting fires, just like my waking up every day and going out in the world and living my life.
Yeah, and I think there's great wisdom in this, and you're right, in taking what it was that you learned and how you can apply it. It's not just about your story, that's the brilliance of it. It's about so much more than that, and about how you can apply what Terrell has learned, for sure. You can, of course, get the book, like I mentioned, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, great bookstores. Thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.